Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the Titans and the Bengals and taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So, Joe, we've talked about this matchup all week long. It's time to kick this thing off and play football coming up tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. With that in mind, our keys to victory for the Titans against the Bengals coming up at Nissan Stadium to advance to the AFC title game and host it for the first time in the history of this city. Where do the keys to victory for the Titans begin in your mind?
Well, there's the obvious stuff. I mean, I hate to even say this because it's like you can say this about every single football game ever played in history. But I think it's especially important because the contrast has been so stark for the Titans. It's just, if you don't turn it over, you're going to have a great chance to win this game. That's based on what we've seen from this team this year. If they don't have turnovers, and turnovers in bunches, yep, and they usually win. And so you just start there. You just look, you throw it away. You throw it at somebody's feet. You throw it out of bounds. You secure the football. And if you do what you normally do as a team, I think you had a really good chance to win this game. So that's, I got to start there. I hit on it last segment too. Like, if I'm doing three things, one is that, the other is just don't give up the big play. Easier said than done with all those receivers. But Chase is the guy in particular who, you know, can really hurt you downfield. And again, it's not just like vertical shots. He's kind of like A.J. He's not like A.J., but like A.J. Brown, just in general, as a after the catch, really dangerous guy. Tackle, swarm, keep it in front of you. Don't give up the big play. Allow your red zone defense, which is one of the best in the league, to stop their red zone offense, which is average. That's a big one. Pass rush is obviously important, but that to me is got to be part of those red zone stops too, you know, and just part of the whole thing, getting some stops. And then just have balance offensively. I've already made a prediction on the game. We wrote something in The Athletic today, and I picked the Titans to score 34. And I had a Bengals fan asking me, why would I pick that? Like, the Titans offense has not, like, that's 10 more than they average. They never hit that. Why would you pick 34? And it's a fair question, but my answer was, we just haven't seen this whole offense very much at all. And this group, minus Julio Jones, now plus Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith, plus better pass protection, but last year scored 31 a game. I'm envisioning an explosive day of offense from the Titans, but they've got to do that. They got to find explosive plays. So that would be my third thing.
Well, and I think to that point, one of my main keys to the game is, if you're Todd Downing, there's got to be a little bit of unpredictability to it. I mean, the balance, I agree, is important, and you've got to be balanced in your approach. You know, Orlovsky just sent out a tweet that, you know, he was on ESPN talking about how the Titans need to throw the ball on first down because the Bengals don't really blitz all that much. But when they do, they're very effective with it. And obviously with Henry coming back, throwing the ball on first down can take, you know, the defense off guard every now and then. I'm not saying you come out every first down and just start throwing the ball left and right, but having a nice balance of unpredictability if you're Todd Downing in the Titans offense. Like, I keep coming back to it. I think this is a huge game for Todd Downing. Like, to me, you know, there's a lot of things that you like if you're him coming into this game with Henry back and your offensive line back intact and A.J. Brown and Julio Jones out there being healthy. This is a big game for him. You have your weapons at your disposal. If this offense goes out there and totally sucks tomorrow, there'll be a lot of people pointing the finger at Todd Downing. This is a big, big game for him coming up tomorrow against Cincinnati.
No, I totally agree. It's funny because, like, think about going into the year, the sort of, it was almost like Downing and Tannehill, the same thing. Like, if things go really well, then people could just say, yeah, but how do you screw that up, right? Well, as it turns out, they had all kinds of difficulties this year that were out of their control. And I think both of them came through and really did a pretty good job. I think this year answered to a pretty good extent the criticism that he just is like out of his depth being an OC in the league. I mean, it was exaggerated based on that bad year in Oakland, in which a ton of stuff went wrong. But now here we go. I mean, this is there have been stretches and moments where it's like where you feel like they're too predictable, where they didn't maximize what they could have done in a particular game here or there. And this is not the time for that. This is the time to, I mean, at some point it really is. All these coaches have spent hours and hours looking at each other. They know each other inside out. So who comes with the better adjustment? Who comes with the who surprises the other side with something that really works? I mean, you're going to have some of that to advance in this tournament.
Well, then on the other side of the ball, like I agree with everything that you said about, you know, not let them take the top off the defense and being really efficient in the red zone if you're the Titans defense. The one thing that, you know, I worry about in matchups like this, we've spent so much time talking about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the receivers that they bring to the table. I mean, we even had Jay Morrison on the other day that basically said, you know, coming down the stretch of the regular season, Joe Mixon, I don't want to say he was an afterthought in the Bengals offense, but they just used him way less. Like, part of me worries tomorrow about Joe Mixon just going off and having a big game because you're spending so much time, you know, trying to account for Ja'Marr Chase and the passing attack that they bring to the table. What you absolutely can't let happen is just Joe Mixon gashing you every play tomorrow and then being able to establish a run game. The Titans have been pretty good at preventing that all year long. That's a trend that's going to have to continue tomorrow. You can't let Joe Mixon just eat you up on first down and then get into second and three all day long.
No, that's a great point. You know, Jay Morrison, friend of the show, covers the Bengals for the Athletic, you know, who of course will be here this weekend. He had an interesting point. I went on their podcast and, he was talking about, the Bengals switch, and he's written about this too. A lot of people have, like, the Bengals at one point kind of switched to just letting Burrow go off, let Burrow be Burrow, let Joe cook, if you will, and a little bit less reliance on Joe Mixon. It wasn't, they were kind of stodgy, even though he's a very good back. The Titans have been very good against the run this year when they know they're facing a team that likes to run it. Jonathan Taylor twice. They did a really good job against him. But this team, it's sort of an in-between thing where they have, I think, one of the best backs they're going to see all year. But, yeah, like you said, like you're still in your mind, you're focused on that passing game. And he's very good at the passing game too. Yep. So is that an opportunity for the Bengals to actually gash them a few times with the run and really make it tough on that defense? I think that's a good point. I mean, it's a lot for guys like David Long and Zach Cunningham to try to be in command of. They have a really good tight end too. And so it's a big challenge for the D. There's no doubt.
Keith from Bowling Green says, play Foreman the first three quarters and play Henry the fourth quarter after the defense is worn down. So just let Derrick Henry get those stretches ready and let him ready to go over for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I might. I mean, look, again, I'm a proponent of the Derrick Henry stunt double in the first quarter.
I know you are.
But second quarter, I say give him the ball. They get more and more tired.
I think when Derrick Henry breaks off a 15-yarder on his first carry tomorrow, everybody's going to be like, all right, we'll just keep giving Derrick Henry the ball. That'll be the way to go as we move forward here. Speaking of Derrick Henry, Derrick Henry has supported the Boys and Girls Clubs of Middle Tennessee for several years now, and in a way to commemorate his return to the team in time for the playoffs, the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee staff and key supporters have donated $22 for the occasion. You can help commemorate Derrick Henry's return to the team by making a $22 donation to the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. All you got to do is go to mightycause.com/story/22for22BGCMT. Once again, that is mightycause.com/story/22for22BGCMT. We'll be right back continuing the discussion on the Titans, taking more of your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to be joined by the mayor here in just a few minutes. We played a song, Reloaded, yesterday, a Titans anthem heading into the playoffs tomorrow against Cincinnati. We'll be joined by Mayor coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Jim on the text line says, called shot on the 22nd day of the 22nd year of the century. 22 returns to the lineup. First play, motion the tight end from right to left, fake a handoff to Henry to the left, and a naked bootleg to the right. Ryan Tannehill runs for 22 yards. This is coming from Jim on the text line.
Wow. I figured there was going to be a 22-yard play in there somewhere, but
the Tannehill bootleg.
The 17 getting the 22. I didn't see that coming. Very nice.
That's good stuff. Logan texting in says, imagine the first offensive play for the Titans if they run a play action to Henry and hit Julio on a 60-yard bomb. Nissan would be rocking. This coming from Logan on the text line. There is a lot of love for the opening play action pass this weekend. I will say, a lot of love for it.
Yes. It's almost like you should fake them out and actually hand it to them now. There's so much talk of the play action, of the run fake to Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
So many options.
By the way, Keyshawn Johnson coming on the program a little bit later today, Stillman and Company. He will be joined by Keyshawn Johnson. So looking forward to that conversation coming up a little bit later today on Stillman and Company. I wonder if Jared will ask him about Cam Newton.
Yeah. Or will Jared
That'll be heated. Jared, that'll be a heated convo.
Yeah, that would be good. Also, is Jared, what was Jared's tweet about Lewis Riddick yesterday? That was stupid.
I don't know. I guess Lewis Riddick really upset him by something he saw on TV. I don't know.
Explain yourself, Jared. That was dumb.
I don't know. TD took exception with it. The back and forth between TD and Jared on Twitter sometimes, I love it.
I love when TD gets TD fired power up hour. Enough. I love when he gets fired up enough to tweet at him. Good. I love it. Yeah, TD and I were talking about this at practice yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You know, so every once in a while, he's like, what's up with Jared, man? I'm like, dude, I don't know. Tell him on the TD Power Hour.
That's right. You can tell him then. Chris on the text line, I'm 100% flea flicker first play. Look for Julio on a skinny post or Brown on a drag route. So now going to Julio or the flea flicker, Julio or AJ. Does that count as play action?
Well, you're talking about a flea flicker, right?
Yeah, extended play action. You actually hand the ball off to him, and then he throws it back.
I don't know. Does that count like when you're compiling play action stats on a team? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But it sounds great, though. It sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a real good time. I am interested to see what approach that Todd Downing brings to the table on that first drive tomorrow. Going to be really interesting to see what happens because – the entire place is going to be wanting Derrick Henry to get the ball. And I would imagine the Bengals defense is going to be really focused in on Derrick Henry on that play as well. So be interested to see what happens on that first series.
I'm going to predict the very exciting handoff in 1 yard. But the good thing is then you have another play after that.
That is true. Well, it'd be second and nine then. You know how much they love to run the ball on second and nine or second and 10. So
could see two in a row. You may be. Listen, run, pass, punt. It's possible.
It's possible. Oh, so 34 points is the prediction by Joe Rexro tomorrow. We will get to all of our picks coming up later for the four playoff games coming up this weekend on our Pigskin Pick'em segment coming up here at 9:30. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in my good friend, the mayor, now joining us here on the program. We played his song Reloaded earlier today on the program and talked about it yesterday in terms of the Titans anthem, bringing it to the table. Mayor, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm just getting the oil change at Valvoline right now. But other than that, man, I'm good, man. How you feeling, big dog?
We are feeling great, man. I appreciate you taking time to be with us today. So, Mayor, take me behind the scenes a little bit. This anthem that Titans fans are running all over the place with that you've put together. What was the inspiration behind this song and kind of what all went into making it?
I mean, just the disrespect, man. I mean, the disrespect that this team has had to endure by the national media and nerds, like, online, like the DVOA people. I mean, I had to make an anthem, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to get the Titans fan type. I mean, Robbie, man, you know, man, I've been a Titans fan my whole life. I've known you since middle school. You know how I feel about my squad. You know how I feel about my boys. So I just have to make something for the whole Titans nation, man. You know it.
So, Mayor, I love the song. There's a lot of, I mean, I really like the touch of going in and shooting some of the video in Walgreens. I think that's a nice touch. But give me your favorite, because
I had the idea of like writing the record. Like I said, I've got to mention that because that was just such like a funny deal. I mean, if you catch like, I don't know, you know, like Soup Nashville, like they had posted it first, right? Like I said in the song, I said, they want the scoop on what's up with me. Actually, me and Scoop are actually good friends. And so I was like, well, I got to name drop my buddy and name drop Bud Dupree, who's been like one, like the biggest difference like on the defense. The numbers don't always show it, but he's been a big difference. So I had to shout my boy out, man. Had to do it.
So what's your favorite line? Because I love that you weaved in some Wentz in there, the Wentz line. But I also like the Kern line. So what's your favorite line?
Let's be careful with the Kern line.
But well, yes. That's true. Yeah, you may have to say bleep. Yeah,
guys, I got the clean version, man. I'll send it over to you. But
that's right.
My favorite line is I said in the press box, but nothing is sweet. Not with the play, we not the ones, but shout out to AJ, the ones meaning like, yo, we not the ones that you want to play with, but one as in two ones, as in 11, as in AJ Brown. Like when I came up with that line in my head as I was driving, I said, oh, I like that one. And so I just stuck that one in there. I didn't know where I was going to put that in the song, but it just so happened to be at the right spot.
Check out Mayor's song, Reloaded. It's all over social media. It was just tweeted out by our account as well, at 1025 The Game on Twitter. So Mayor, obviously, you're a big Titans fan. This is an exciting time here for this city and for this group and this franchise heading into the playoffs. What do you think of the chances for this Titans team to get it done against Cincinnati to LA for the Super Bowl?
Look, 100, matter of fact, 102.5% chance to go to the next round. You think I'm scared of the Bengals? The Bengals, Joe Burrow, look, guess what? He ain't at LSU no more. Okay, he's not at LSU. This ain't Clemson. We ain't got Trevor Lawrence. We already beat him. Okay, so like it's like I have like no doubt about it. Their offensive line is trash. Our defensive line is the best in the league. Their defensive line is not going to be able to stop Derrick Henry. That man, that mammoth of a man, is off 9-10 weeks of rest. He looks more in shape. He looks faster. They're not scared of him. They barely beat the Raiders. They barely beat him. If it wasn't for like a bad call, they might not even be here. I don't get why the Bengals fans are like, oh, we got this better and this better. Newsflash, you got nothing better. You're going to come to Nashville, Tennessee. You're going to get smacked by 2 touchdowns. Calling it now.
Oh, I love it. All right, man, I got to go back now a little bit because Hendersonville High School has produced some good musicians. I'm just wondering, though, like, did Taylor Swift have a crush on either you or Robbie at any point?
Let me tell you a story about Taylor Swift. I mean, all the girls had a crush on Robbie back in middle school and high school, so I know that. But my Taylor Swift story is we had an old movie theater back in the day. I was in eighth grade. Robbie was in ninth grade at the time, so he actually went to school with Taylor Swift. So we seen her, me and some friends of mine, we had seen Taylor Swift at the movie theater, and my friends are like, yo, that's Taylor Swift. I said, yo, who is Taylor Swift? Never heard of her at the time, honestly. And then so my friend Colton Brewer, still a good friend of mine to this day, he went up and took a picture with her, no problem. So I go up and ask. I said, hey, Taylor, can I take a picture of you? She looks at Allison, her friend, the girl with the curly hair that she's always with. She looks at Allison and she says, oh, Allison, let's just go. So I got dissed by Taylor Swift. Like I've told people that are around her. I said, hey, look, I love Taylor Swift. I want to buy all her music, but I can't buy no music until I get that picture. So Taylor Swift, if you're listening right now, baby girl, I need my picture. Like, that's it. That's buying everything you ever made, all the posters, all that. Notebooks, whatever she's selling, I got. But I just got to have that picture.
Oh, I love it. Well, Mayor, appreciate so much you taking time to join us here today on the program. Looking forward to the game coming up tomorrow between the Titans and the Bengals. Check out his song called Reloaded. It's all over the place. We just tweeted it out at 1025 The Game on Twitter. Mayor, appreciate you, brother. Thanks for being with us this morning.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all tighten up, all right?
Absolutely.
Awesome what a stuff. Legend. Thanks, man.
What a legend. The mayor joining us here on the program. I was unaware of the Taylor Swift disrespect to the mayor. That may have to be addressed at some point.
No kidding. Maybe she'll be there tomorrow.
Could be.
Possible.
I don't know.
We make some amends here, Taylor.
That's Robbie, right. Just shoot her a text, okay?
All right. I'll see what I can do. Get her in there. Great stuff. When we come back, it is time for Pigskin Pick'em here on the program. We'll have our picks for all four playoff games coming up in the divisional round this weekend. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It was quite the start to the show this morning. No car starting for me. No internet in the house. Doing the show on a hotspot. It's gone pretty well, I guess. The hot spots held up strong, Joe Rexroad.
Yeah, I was a little worried. I was a little worried, man. Hot spot. Everybody's driving all over the place. Cold outside.
Yeah.
But it's all worked out fine.
Worked out very well here on the program.
We're a fourth quarter team here, guys. We're a fourth quarter team.
We really, really make some big plays here on the program. So we've all got the Titans winning and advancing against the Bengals coming up this weekend. Are we all being Titans homers? What do we think of the unanimous Titans selection by the three of us to take down the Bengals? I just feel like they're the better team. I feel like at the end of the day, they're going to have enough plays that are made offensively to win. And I feel like defensively, that pass rush is going to be a problem for Cincinnati to handle. And I think the Titans win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't it's a fair question to ask. Are we being a bunch of homers? But I think a lot of people are picking the Titans, outside of Nashville too. And I think you're right. I think the Titans are better. It doesn't always work out like in a linear way with a team like the Bengals, where it's like, you build up to this kind of like maybe this is happening with Josh Allen, the Bills this year. Maybe it's their year, but I do think that the Bengals are still a couple players away. And in particular, their offensive line from really being able to make a run in this tournament. They may absolutely, they are good enough. Burrow and those guys are good enough on a great day, on their best day, to prove me wrong. But I'm with you. I think it comes down to sacking the most sacked quarterback in the NFL enough to make them punt a few times, enough to get some red zone stops. And I think the Titans are going to have a big day offensively. That's the harder thing to predict, but I think that's going to happen.
So my conference championship matchup, if my predictions come to fruition, would be Titans and Bills, and then on the other side, Packers and Rams, which congratulations to the Bengals and the Chiefs and the Niners and the Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, any of these combinations are absolutely possible. The most surprising winners of this weekend for me would be the Bengals and 49ers. Those would be the most surprising winners. I think the other two games are is really hard to call. But again, the most surprising winners, Bengals, 49ers, neither of them are shocking. I mean, it's amazing. Like last week, how many huge, ridiculous lines, especially for the NFL, did we have?
Yeah.
And this week, the biggest line is 5.5. That should tell you something.
Yeah, I think it absolutely should. Speaking of the divisional round, wins mean so much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-to-1 enhanced odds for the divisional round. That means you can place a $5 bet on any team to win in the divisional round and win $150. I like the Titans against the Bengals, but you take it any way you want to take it. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-to-1 enhanced odds. I love betting with FanDuel during the NFL playoffs because it's safe and secure. And when you win, FanDuel pays you in as little as 2 hours. So don't miss out on winning $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code Rob when signing up. Once again, that promo code is Rob. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. A $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. A max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Going to be some interesting games that you can look at on the FanDuel Sportsbook coming up this weekend. So, Joe Rexroad, how much are you looking forward to this environment tomorrow at Nissan Stadium? I think it's going to be a pretty special one tomorrow with Titans fans.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The game, yes, and everything about it, but that moment, I can't wait to see it. It's actually one of those things where, you know, Nissan Stadium press box is, as Michelle will find out tomorrow, is
my first time ever there for a game.
That's a pretty good first time. It's a very good view of the field relative to other NFL stadiums. Most of them now they put you up near the rings of Saturn. But this is a good view. But honestly, like, I'm considering leaving the press box and going like into the stadium for the beginning of that, just to maybe, you know, take a little video too, but just to kind of feel that moment. Cause I think it's going to be really cool. And the game should be exciting. And, you know, just to see how this city rises around this team. I think all signs are pointing to a fan base that's going to help make a difference for its team, as Taylor Lewan and others have been imploring this week. I think you're going to see a big response on that front as well.
Well, I think so too. You're going to see this fan base respond, and now, you know, it's up to the team to put in their part of it as well. I mean, I think the Titans should win this game. I think they've got a lot of things going for them from a health standpoint. You've had a couple of weeks off now to kind of reset and regroup. I said it earlier. I think Ryan Tannehill is going to have a big game tomorrow. I like the way that he's been trending. I like the last 10 quarters of football that we've seen out of him. I think that means something heading into the playoffs, and I'm expecting Ryan Tannehill to play really well tomorrow. I'll be extremely disappointed if he does not.
Yeah, look, it's a defining day for him, and that's kind of like the neighborhood of playing quarterback in this league. These are the moments. But for him, just the way everything has gone, it's been largely very good here. But you look at – because if you lose tomorrow, we all immediately look at the future and what can they get back to this? How challenging is the cap all of a sudden next year? All that stuff. And so if you're Tannehill, you want to change that conversation before it even gets to that conversation. Mostly you just want to win. But I agree with you. I think that he's gearing up here to play well. I don't think he has to play out of his mind for them to win, but I think he'll play well enough for them to win. And I think he does have some momentum right now.
I think he does, and going to be interesting to see how he responds to that tomorrow. As we've talked about, regardless of the way the regular season went for him this year, the question once it got to this time of year was going to be, all right, can he get it done when it matters the most? Can he make some big plays, some big throws come playoff time, especially after the way the Baltimore game went last year? That was always going to be the question. So from that standpoint, I mean, not much has changed getting into this season. I mean, that's still the question for Tannehill. So we'll begin to find out the answer to that question come up tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. We'll be back on Monday morning recapping fully what we see over the weekend in the NFL playoffs and with the Titans and the Bengals as well. Looking forward to it. Should be a special environment coming up tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. Joe Rexroad, looking forward to the show coming up on Monday. Should be a good one.
Absolutely. And enjoy this, Titans fans. These moments don't happen a ton. You know, embrace it, soak it in, make the most of it.
That's right. We'll see if we're back on Monday morning for a victory Monday, looking ahead to an AFC title game, or maybe a disappointing Monday coming up. Well, that'll be up to the Titans as they take on the Bengals tomorrow. That does it for us today. We'll be back on Monday morning. Darren Donick and Chase up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It was quite the start to the show this morning. No car starting for me. No internet in the house. Doing the show on a hotspot. It's gone pretty well, I guess. The hot spots held up strong, Joe Rexroad.
Yeah, I was a little worried. I was a little worried, man. Hot spot. Everybody's driving all over the place. Cold outside.
Yeah.
But it's all worked out fine.
Worked nice out job. Very well here on the program.
We're so a fourth quarter team here, guys. We're a fourth quarter team.
We really, really make some big plays here on the program. So we've all got the Titans winning and advancing against the Bengals coming up this weekend. Are we all being Titans homers? What do we think of the unanimous Titans selection by the three of us to take down the Bengals? I just feel like they're the better team. I feel like at the end of the day, they're going to have enough plays that are made offensively to win. And I feel like defensively, that pass rush is going to be a problem for Cincinnati to handle. And I think the Titans win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't I mean, I certainly – it's a fair question to ask. Are we being a bunch of homers? But – you know, I think a lot of people are picking the Titans, you know, outside of Nashville too. And I think you're right. I think the Titans are better. It doesn't always work out like in a linear way with a team like the Bengals, where it's like, you know, you build up to this kind of like maybe this is happening with Josh Allen and the Bills this year. Maybe it's their year, you know, but I do think that the Bengals are still a couple players away. And in particular, their offensive line from really being able to make a run in this tournament. They may absolutely, they are good enough. Burrow and those guys are good enough on a great day, on their best day, to prove me wrong. But I'm with you. I think it comes down to sacking the most sacked quarterback in the NFL enough to make them punt a few times, enough to get some red zone stops. And I think the Titans are going to have a big day offensively. That's the harder thing to predict, but I think that's going to happen.
So my conference championship matchup, if my predictions come to fruition, would be Titans and Bills, and then on the other side, Packers and Rams, which congratulations to the Bengals and the Chiefs and the Niners and the Bucks.
Yeah. I mean, any of these combinations are absolutely possible. The most surprising winners of this weekend for me would be the Bengals and 49ers. Those would be the most surprising winners. I think the other two games are is really hard to call. But, again, the most surprising winners, Bengals, 49ers, neither of them are shocking. I mean, it's amazing. Like last week, how many huge, ridiculous lines, especially for the NFL, did we have?
Yeah.
And this week, you know, the biggest line is 5.5. That should tell you something.
Yep, I think it absolutely should. Speaking of the divisional round, wins mean so much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-to-1 enhanced odds for the divisional round. That means you can place a $5 bet on any team to win in the divisional round and win $150. I like the Titans against the Bengals, but you take it any way you want to take it. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-to-1 enhanced odds. I love betting with FanDuel during the NFL playoffs because it's safe and secure. And when you win, FanDuel pays you in as little as 2 hours. So don't miss out on winning $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code Rob when signing up. Once again, that promo code is Rob. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. A $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. A max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Going to be some interesting games that you can look at on the FanDuel Sportsbook coming up this weekend. So, Joe Rexroad, how much are you looking forward to this environment tomorrow at Nissan Stadium? I think it's going to be a pretty special one tomorrow with Titans fans.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The game, yes, and everything about it, but that moment, I can't wait to see it. It's actually one of those things where, you know, Nissan Stadium press box is, as Michelle will find out tomorrow, is
my first time ever there for a game.
That's a pretty good first time. It's a very good view of the field relative to other NFL stadiums. Most of them now, they put you up in the near the rings of Saturn, But this is a good view. But honestly, like, I'm considering leaving the press box and going like into the stadium for the beginning of that, just to maybe, you know, take a little video too, but just to yeah. kind of feel that moment. Cause I think it's going to be really cool. And the game should be exciting. And, you know, it's just to see how this city rallies around this team. I think all signs are pointing to a fan base that's going to help make a difference for its team, as Taylor Lewan and others have been imploring this week. I think you're going to see a big response on that front as well.
Well, I think so too. You're going to see this fan base respond, and now, you know, it's up to the team to put in their part of it as well. I mean, I think the Titans should win this game. I think they've got a lot of things going for them from a health standpoint. You've had a couple of weeks off now to kind of reset and regroup. I said it earlier. I think Ryan Tannehill is going to have a big game tomorrow. I like the way that he's been trending. I like the last 10 quarters of football that we've seen out of him. I think that means something heading into the playoffs. And I'm expecting Ryan Tannehill to play really well tomorrow. I'll be extremely disappointed if he does not.
Yeah, look, it's a defining day for him. And that's kind of like the neighborhood of playing quarterback in this league. These are the moments. But for him, just the way everything has gone, and it's been largely very good here. But you look at, because if you lose tomorrow, we all immediately look at the future and what can they get back to this? How challenging is the cap all of a sudden next year? All that stuff. And so if you're Tannehill, you want to change that conversation before it even gets to that conversation. Mostly you just want to win. But I agree with you. I think that he's gearing up here to play well. I don't think he has to play out of his mind for them to win, but I think he'll play well enough for them to win. And I think he does have some momentum right now.
I think he does, and going to be interesting to see how he responds to that tomorrow. As we've talked about, regardless of the way the regular season went for him this year, the question once it got to this time of year was going to be, all right, can he get it done when it matters the most? Can he make some big plays, some big throws come playoff time, especially after the way the Baltimore game went last year? That was always going to be the question. So from that standpoint, I mean, not much has changed getting into this season. I mean, that's still the question for Tannehill. So we'll begin to find out the answer to that question come up tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. We'll be back on Monday morning recapping fully what we see over the weekend in the NFL playoffs and with the Titans and the Bengals as well. Looking forward to it. Should be a special environment coming up tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. Joe Rexroad, looking forward to the show coming up on Monday. Should be a good one.
Absolutely. And enjoy this, Titans fans. These moments don't happen a ton. You know, embrace it, soak it in, make the most of it.
That's right. We'll see if we're back on Monday morning for a victory Monday, looking ahead to an AFC title game, or maybe a disappointing Monday coming up. Well, that'll be up to the Titans as they take on the Bengals tomorrow. That does it for us today. We'll be back on Monday morning. Darren Donick and Chase up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.